You know, I want to also take this time to thank you guys for your generosity. Last week, we've collected $1,300, and we've contributed to feed 600 meals in the past 3 days. So, praise the Lord. You know, if you're visiting or if you are return visitors, welcome. Some of your faces is kind of new. Our friends, Adrian, we're glad to have you. Glad to have you with us here. So thank you guys for your generosity. Keep praying. Let's keep praying. Keep on praying. I told you I have a song for everything. You know, this morning I want to take this time to talk to you again about the kingdom and the church. A couple weeks ago I talked about we are the church, and we are the church. Never forget about this. Never forget this. We are the church, not the building. You know, kingdom, I think kingdom forces us to think 7 days a week. As a matter of fact, when you have kingdom minded, when you are kingdom minded, you think God kingdom nonstop. On the contrary, when you are church-minded or religious-minded, you think about rules or service. That's why people that were church-minded, service-minded, religious-minded, most of them have already lost the little thing they have, especially during COVID. Because now nobody wants to come back. But I bet you, and I know what I'm talking about, if you are kingdom-minded, nothing can take that away from you. Why? You know why? Because for you to be kingdom minded, you need a revelation. Jesus asked the disciples, who do you think, hey guys, what are people saying about me? You know, you guys know it. Matthew. They come out saying, well, I mean, some people are saying you're Moses. Some people are saying you are Elijah, you know. But Jesus looked at them. He's like, but what about you? Who do you say I am? And by revelation, Peter declared. What did he declare? You are the Son of God, the Messiah. Then Jesus says, well, Peter, you didn't just get this on your own. God revealed this to you. That's why I believe, and I know, as a matter of fact, the more I read the Bible, as the day of the Lord approach, as we're getting closer and closer, this is not the time for you to fear. And I was talking to Dan this morning, and I pray for him. This week they're going to go back to teach. I'm going to commit to pray for you every day, more than ever. Because teachers, people that are in the schooling system, education, you know, that's like, how do you do it? My job is very easy compared to your job. So you need to be renewed, be refreshed, be filled by the Holy Spirit. I mean, you every day, you got to have a kingdom perspective working with those kids, dealing with parents, dealing with politics. Kingdom perspective. Kingdom thinking. The kingdom versus the church. You know, why do we even have to address such subject is incredible. I mean, I think about kingdom. I tell you, because my Christian life is founded on the word of the Lord, my mind is kingdom. I'm a kingdom citizen. And you are a kingdom citizen. How many kingdom citizens do we have here? You know what that means. I wasn't born American, but I've become an American. I did a lot of things. I paid some money. I studied. I was born Haitian, but my primary citizenship is not Haitian American or American. I am a kingdom citizen, and so are you. You are. That's why this is, a lot of people see the Bible as a religious book. This is our constitution. You know, nowadays, we're not going to go into politics, all right? But I love the Constitution of America. I've studied it. I had to. I loved it. The Constitution, a lot of the things in the Constitution was biblically founded. And you remember how our society used to be when people valued the Constitution of the kingdom. But now, since we're like, oh, we don't need this anymore, we're going to create our own culture. That's why we have a society the way we have it. That's why people think the way they do. That's why you have to lock your doors. That's why you have to lock your car. That's why, I mean, back in the days, you guys remember? I remember, and I'm not even as wise. Remember? We don't get old, we get wiser. How many wise people I have here? Amen. We do not get old, we get wiser if we learn from our mistakes. That's it. Because some people, they get old because they don't learn. But if we learn, we don't get old, we get wiser. Isn't that awesome? So don't worry about getting old, all right? The body will get down, all right? Get a little weak. Talking about the kingdom in the church is very necessary because there is so much confusion in the body of Christ about the kingdom and the church. People in the church don't even understand what the kingdom is about. The kingdom, what did I say? Romans chapter 14, verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not meat or drink, but it is righteousness. In the word righteousness, you see holiness. God is righteous, is one, is holy. I mean, nowadays, talking about holiness in the church, that's a very offensive subject. We must live a holy life. We must love people. Peace. Oh, my goodness. What in the world brings peace? Nothing. People are striving to have peace. People are drinking. They're smoking. They're doing all kinds of crazy stuff to have what? Just one moment of peace. But Jesus said, hey, I came, and I am the Prince of Peace. If you hear me knocking, you let me in, and me and my Father will come and will dwell with you. And I tell you, in the midst of troubles, in the midst of chaos, or the world's going crazy, you will be a rock. Is there a song like that? We will rock, you know. Nah, that's not a good song. In that context, right? So we need to understand what the kingdom is about and what the church is about. What the kingdom is and what the church is. And because of that confusion, we're not doing either, a lot of people in the church are not doing either the kingdom or the church justice. Back in the days, it was a lot easier to defer or to pick out someone who is from the kingdom. But let's say from the church, because the church, people in the church used to be moral people. Why? Because their life were, they did their best to live according to the word of God. Now, understand this. I think I wrote it somewhere here. The kingdom is the most important, and Jesus preached the kingdom. Jesus talked about the kingdom. Rediscovering the mission of the church is crucial. Understanding the kingdom assignment to the church, I believe, is also crucial. I am excited about what God is doing in our church here. More than ever, I will never stop talking to you about the kingdom, because God, he brought us here. He have us here to see the kingdom established. We're not here to do services. I told you this already, and I'll never stop repeating it. You know, I want to give you a couple comments. The kingdom of God was never about a church. Jesus came, as a matter of fact, in Matthew. Matthew is the only gospel that write the word church. Matthew is the only disciples. In the gospel of Matthew, That's you will only find the word church in the Gospel of Matthew. And we're like, I looked it up. I'm like, how did Matthew come up with the word church? Well, you know, the church, what it means. Universal church means all that have been lost, that have been restored, saved by the power of the Lord. But when Matthew was talking about church, he was making a reference to the community of God's people. That's why the strength of this church is the community, not the building. That's why I'm challenging you to preserve that community. Preserve the community. Protect the community. How do you do that? How do you live in a safe community? Well, we don't talk about each other. When I hurt you, you come talk to me. You don't go talk to Janet. And if you go talk to Janet, Janet should have the spiritual gut to say, well, why are you coming telling me this? That's the way it should go. If someone is living in sin, you don't talk about it. You go and help that person. Not only that, those that God had called to be in leadership must live a life above reproach. So comment number one. The kingdom, Jesus spoke a lot about the kingdom, not the church. You cannot write that down. Jesus talked a lot about the kingdom. His main message was all about the kingdom. How many parables we have? It's all about the kingdom. The kingdom of God is like a mustard seed. It's very little, but when you plant it, the trees, man, gigantesque. The kingdom, the original purpose and plan of God was the extension of his heavenly kingdom on earth. I'm going to repeat this. The original purpose and plan of God was the extension of his heavenly kingdom on earth. What does that mean? That means God's original purpose was to see the kingdom in heaven come to earth. You remember? The disciple asked Jesus. Well, they said, Jesus, John taught his disciples to pray. Well, what about you? Why don't you teach us how to pray? We all know it. What did he told them? He says, when you pray, please don't use a bunch of words. You know, some of those religious people. I mean, I don't know how it is here in America, but I know in Haiti, sometimes people, they before they pray, they recite Psalm 23, which is good. There's nothing about that. But some people, they like to pray religious, long religious prayers. Jesus like, you know, just keep it simple. Pray the will of the Father. When you pray, just say, Father, my Father, our Father in heaven, let your name be glorified. That's it. Where? In my life. Let your name be glorified. I pray this every day. Let your name be sanctified. Hallowed be your name. Let your kingdom what? Where? On earth as it is in heaven. So God's intent, God's original purpose was to see the kingdom come on earth just like it is in heaven. Now, when you experience the kingdom, you will realize those three things, right? Righteousness, joy, peace. I mean, righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God. So when we live in a community, those three things, I mean, here in Lansdowne Church, our philosophy, I call those the currency of the kingdom. Here in America, we've got dollars, right? In Haiti, we use goods. In Europe, they use what? Euro, right? In the kingdom of God, we use love. You got to love people. You got to love people. And believe me, it's not easy. I'm not telling you to do things that I'm not struggling with. Sometimes I don't want to love them. I want to get back at them. I want revenge. I don't know if you feel like that. but I do sometimes. But thank God for the Holy Spirit, because I have a debt, but I don't owe my flesh. So what do? Instead of showing revenge, take revenge, what do? I forgive. I release forgiveness. I choose to be kind. I choose to not let them take advantage of me anymore. See, now, because God calls you to love, He doesn't call you to be in any or whatever relationship that's being abusing you. If you are a friend with somebody and they're just taking, before you know it, you dry up and die. You dry up because they're sucking life, right? Eventually, you'll be lifeless. Pray that the kingdom of God would come. Pray that the will of the Lord will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So remember this. Jesus talked about the kingdom. His focus was on the kingdom. The original purpose and plan for God was the extension of His kingdom on earth. You see, remember, the Bible says God is the same yesterday, today, tomorrow, and forever. God will never change. So God's plan was so the church would be kind of the conduit. The community, His community, was the conduit to establish His kingdom on earth. Unfortunately, in the past decades, 30, 40 years, they have fallen away from the Constitution. We can't do that. We can't live life without knowing the Constitution of God. That's why I tell you, read it for yourself. Don't let the pastor tell you. You know, when you hear preachers, go and check, see what they're saying is from here. Check it out for yourself. Read the Bible. You know, open your Bibles with me in Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10. All right, let me the pages, or maybe some of you don't have the pages. You've got like the touch button. That's all right. It's a lot faster too, right? Matthew chapter 10. Let's go to verse 5. I think Xavier might have that on the screen for us. Chapter 10, verse 5. Actually, yeah, let's start verse 1. Jesus called His 12 disciples to Him and gave them authority to cast out evil spirit and heal every kind of disease and illness. Here are the names of the 12 disciples. Let's just remind them again. First was Simon, also called Peter, then Andrew, Peter's brother, James, son of Zebedee, John, James's brother, Philip, Bartholomew, Thomas, Matthew, James, Simon, Judas Iscariot. Verse 5. Jesus sent them, the 12 disciples out with these instructions. And that's what I want you to pay attention. What were those instructions? He said, first of all, don't go to the Gentiles. Why? Because at that time, there was some kind of animosity between the Jews and the Gentiles. The Gentiles wouldn't receive the gospel. That's why before you go to anybody to present or to live out loud your gospel, the gospel, the kingdom's gospel, make sure you are at peace with people, because you cannot preach somebody you hate. And the next group, what it says, don't go to the Samaritan. I mean, Jesus was very wise. He's like, guys, don't go to the Samaritan, because at the moment, the Jews and the Samaritan, they had something against each other. So first of all, the moment a Samaritan see you coming, they wouldn't accept you. Well, that in itself could be another sermon. But only, Jesus said, only go to the people of Israel. God lost sheep, because Jesus came specially for the whole world, but first of all, He wanted to touch all of them. And then He said, go and announce to them that the kingdom of heaven is near. Some other version says the kingdom is at hand. Tell them the kingdom of heaven is near. And then here, there it is, guy. There it is. Heal the sick. Raise the dead. Cure those with leprosy. And heal. Don't curse anybody. Let me make that clear, okay? Cure those with leprosy. Cast out demons. Give as freely as you have received. Stop right there. You cannot give what you don't have. Can I have a witness? Because some of you saying amen under your breath. Please, let me hear it. You can say, that's right, Pastor, preach it. You cannot give people what you don't have. That's why you please allow God to fill you with His love. Allow God to fill you with His forgiveness. Receive that you accepted. Because so many times society or our families, even close friends, they put us down. Make you think you're worthless. You're not pretty enough. You're not enough. You'll never make it. This is the lie of the enemy. All of you worth it. Please help me share this message. Look at your neighbor, say you're worth it. Come on now. Look at somebody else, say you're worth it. Hey, you're worth it, girl. You are worth it. This is not just a saying. You are worth it. Because this is the news of the kingdom. You see, now in church, back in probably still today, I know a church. When people goes, there's always like a competition between the ladies, see who wears the nicest hat. So everybody's going crazy. They got to have the nicest hat, you know, or what car they drive, you know. It's crazy in Miami. It's a church in Miami. They lost focus. In the culture of the kingdom, people are healed. If they were dead, they come to life. Not only physically, emotionally, spiritually. But in church, guys, in the past decades, what had happened? It breaks my heart when someone says, you know what? I'll never go to church because so and so, this is how they treated me. If you understand the kingdom of God, you should never treat people like garbage. You should never treat people that way. There are certain people that will never go back to church. I'm like, okay, those people, we need to get them to experience the kingdom of God. You know, that's why even some people that have left this our community before I came here, I pray for them. I pray God would open their eyes to understand that the church is the community of God's people. It breaks my heart. Yes, it does. I've got some close friends that aren't even not going to church right now because they've gotten hurt in church. That's why for you, if you understand you are a citizen of heaven and you're part of the kingdom, when people bless you in the community, don't hold it. Of course, it's going to hurt. But release them. Talk about it. I know some of you, you don't talk about things. And you hold it right here. And then that's going to make your heart hard. Then before your heart, after your heart's hard, then your face start being like that. And then you look very grumpy and constipated. You know? Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. You see, kingdom focus, when you are king, let me see, it says kingdom forces you to think 7 days a week, 4 weeks out of the month, 12 months out of the year. Everything you do It's kingdom perspective. That's why I talk, I say kingdom thinking. That's why I say kingdom minded. Because everything you do, we're not in heaven yet. And until we see Jesus, people will betray us. People will misunderstand us. I mean, that's the worst thing when you misunderstood, right? When people take you out of context. Especially if you were trying to help them. I know some of you guys had this experience. It's the worst thing that could have happened to you. You're trying to help somebody. You're giving them all you've got. And then guess what? They completely missed it. And they're coming back at you. It hurts you. If you're not careful, you'll become bitter. In the kingdom, people are healed. People are restored. People, if they're dead, they come to life. If they had leprosy, they're healed. Some people have leprosy of the tongue. They're sick in their tongue. Some people have leprosy in their eyes. You know, the statistic right now is super crazy. We had a meeting with at our network. There is over 60-some% of pastors that visit a porn site four times a week. And I pray. That's why, guys, we're meeting here Saturday morning. I encourage all of you, make it a priority. Be intentional. If you're in town, Dave, if you're in town, come on out. Bring your boys, you know. Come on out. Let's have breakfast. Let's eat together. The Bible says iron sharpen iron. You ladies, go meet Saturday evening. Make it a priority. Do not abandon the community. When we do things, we do it for a purpose. We talk about, guys, clean up your house. I hope none of us here are dealing with pornography. And if you are, please come talk to us. Come talk to me. Find somebody that you can trust. Let's clean house. Because we serve a holy God. You want to experience the power of Jesus Christ in your everyday life. You want to experience the kingdom. If you have someone you hate in your heart, talk to somebody. Confess that sin. Kick Satan out of your house. Kick him out. Have you ever kicked someone out of your house? I've seen it in movies. Those ladies, they're not all, usually the lady is kicking the guy. I mean, he's like, take all his clothes, like, get out. Get him out. Get him out of your mind. Get him out of your finance. Get him out of your family. Get him, Satan is not here in this church. No. This is the presence focus, not devil focus. Devil come out. Where? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. When you turn the light on, there's no way to there's no, we have no, we don't have to talk about darkness. Because the light displaces the darkness. Oh man. Don't you love God's word? Oh, the kingdom, people are healed. That's what Jesus, this is the revelation. When the disciples went, they didn't go in the mindset of church plant. Because when the Spirit of the Lord is in evidence in their life, in their midst, people will come. The whole world out there is looking for love. They're just looking in the wrong way. That's why for us, be excited about your church. Keep loving one another. Keep serving one another. Once a month, we do family feast here. Make it a priority to eat together. Bring a friend. This, I tell you, if there's one day to invite somebody, not to church, get them to come at 11:30. Because we eat together. People like that, huh? Get them to come at 12. Allow people to experience the love of God, the grace of God. We're not about doing church. I'm about to see the kingdom come. As for me in my house, and then as for me in God's house, because I'm leading this house with the help of the Holy Spirit. Now jump to Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Thank you, Lord, for your word this morning. Matthew 7, verse 21. It says, not all people who sound religious are really godly. So therefore, there's a difference between being religious and godly. Yeah. They may refer to me as Lord, but they still won't enter what? The kingdom of heaven. See, as you go to church, as you are part of a community, God's community, make sure that you are in the kingdom. You know, how do you know you are in the kingdom? Check for righteousness, check for peace, check for joy. You see, the decisive issue is whether they obey my Father in heaven. Oh man, I love this verse. Thank you, God, for your word. It says, not all people who sound religious are really godly. They may refer to me as Lord, but they still won't enter the kingdom of heaven. The decisive issue here is whether they obey my Father in heaven. On the judgment day, many will tell me, Lord, Lord, we prophesied in your name. We even cast out demons in your name and performed many miracles in your name. But, verse 23, Jesus said, I will reply, I never knew you. Wow. Wow. Make sure Jesus knows you. And how do you know him? Spend time. How do you know somebody? You spend time with them. You do life with them. We go fishing together. You know how you know me? It's like when we go fishing and the sun's hot and I start being grumpy. Because normally in this setting, you won't find me grumpy. But you'll find me grumpy if it's hot and I don't have a hat and I don't have ways to cover myself. When I'm really hot in the sun, I like the heat. All right, I told you. When it's cold, you guys can laugh at me. Now, it's my turn. But you know somebody when you do life with them, when you visit one another, when you go out for breakfast, when you go fishing or surfing or motorcycle riding, whatever you do together, or, you know, go for lunch together. That's how you build a relationship. Go visit one another. You know, I tell people our house, we have an open door policy. You know, here in America, everybody wants their privacy. Of course, you should have their privacy, and all of us should have our privacy. But you know what? You're always welcome at home. You can always call me. And if I need you, I will call you too. Because that's the way it should be. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, I'm going to continue. Let me finish this and I'll continue next week. But are you learning something? Be excited about the kingdom. You know, go out there and live as citizens of the kingdom. See, your purpose is the end result. See, God doesn't change his purpose even though his plan might change. What do I mean by that? What I'm saying is, God's purpose is to see the kingdom established through the church on earth. See, God's intent was to create a family of sons to accomplish the exact thing. That's why Jesus said, the word says in John chapter 1, Jesus came, but not everybody accepted him. But those who did, he gave them the power to become sons and daughters. And through you and I, God wants to establish his kingdom on earth. God's strategy was to fill that family of children, of son, with his spirit. That's why Jesus, he also talked about the spirit. He's like, I must go. When I go, Father's going to send the Holy Spirit. We need a fresh wind. Be renewed, be refreshed. Don't you eat again? Don't you bathe every day? You better. And I know we do. Why? Because it's good to bathe every day. Every time you're taking a shower under the water, thinking, oh yes, Lord, fill me again. Oh, I need a fresh anointing. I need fresh wind, Lord. I need the strength I need today to do the things I need to do. It's not religion. You know, more than ever, you don't want to be religious, especially nowadays, because religion has hurt so many. People have turned their back on religion. Back in the days, people were a lot more religious too. Because remember back in years ago, everybody would go to church. Now it's not a priority. Because the kingdom, we lost the kingdom culture in our churches. But thank God, because he's restoring it. He's not only doing it here in our church, but he's doing it in other churches here in Virginia Beach. God is at work. He's doing it all over the world. He's doing it in Haiti, even in the midst of earthquake, and the same night they had a tropical storm. Thousands of people. Guys, I can't imagine it. I was sick in my stomach just to listen to some of these things. Families are sleeping in the rain because you've got nowhere to go. You're spending a whole night. You know, this is one thing we've never prayed. Have you ever prayed and thanked God for trash pickup? Thank you if you do. But if you do, if you don't, I would encourage you. Think about it. You know, people are cursing America. Bless this country. This is still one of the best countries to live in. That's why I pray for boldness. I pray that God will give you backbones. Don't wait. Don't wait for persecution to find out what ground you stand on. You should know right now. I'll never give up. I'll never betray my Lord. I believe in Jesus. I believe in God the Father. I believe in the Bible, right? I believe in the Holy Spirit. I believe in the power that raised him from the dead. The assignment that God gave his children, you and I, is to have dominion over the planet. That's why in the book we read, some of us read that book. It's The Presence Base, written by John Quensenberry. He talks about God wants to partner with you and I. Remember that. He wants to partner with you. You know, this morning, I'll take this time to pray, and I'm asking Dan to come in the worship team. But what I would say is, any of us here that needs to respond to this, the word of the Lord this morning, maybe you need a radical change in your mindset when it comes to church. Maybe you've been hurt by the church, but you know what? You just want to let it go. I'll invite you, just come to the altar. Father, I thank you for your word this morning. Father, as for me and your church, we give you room here, Lord God, for the culture of heaven to continue to take over. Reign in us, Lord. Lord, reign in us. Over all the earth, you reign on high. But God, we say, we invite you to come and reign in our hearts this morning. Thank you, Father. Just let's give an answer to the word of the Lord right now. If you need prayer for whatever else you need prayer to, you know, just come to the altar if you feel like it. If you need to, let's give the Lord a chance in our hearts this morning. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for what you've done in our midst today. Now I declare that the blessing of the Lord rest upon us. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May you continue to walk in his favor. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, God bless you guys. Make it a great day. How about that? We'll see you soon.